Aflamid Hey, we just talked to last Gemara again. Aflamid Dalam Aveis, the last three lines. Yeboi Rav Yosef. Yosef has to shout like this. Yeboi Rav Yosef. Riyu Rishon Nisho Metzaira. A man that's a Metzaira, and he sees now the first time Zav or Keri comes out. So Mao Shetatam of a Masa. What's the loch is this Keri now that he sees now the first time? Is that has Tumas Masa or not? In other words, usually, when a person comes like a Zav, so the first time he sees it only has Tumas Shechva Zero. Yeah, so it's not a Tumah if you touch it, but not if you carry it. The second time you see, then it has Tumah Zover on, Zav on it, then it has Tumah Smasa. The other question is, the person's a Mitzvah. The question is, do we say Mokam Ziva? Like, is a place where the Zav or the Zera comes out. Is that called a Mayinu? Now we had before, we know by a Mitzvah, his Mayonis are also Tomei. The Reich that he spits out is Tomei. So do we say now the Ziv with the Zero that comes out is also called like a Mayan, therefore Metama, it has a Chomadikatum of Tumas Maso, even if someone just carries it, do not even touch it, also the person becomes Tami? Or else no, Oiduma maybe no, Oiduma Lav Mayanu, maybe the Mokum where Ziva comes out of the body, the Zero comes out, that's not called a Mayan. And therefore the first time, even though he's a Metzora, it doesn't have more than Tumas Shechva Zera. It's only Tumah if you touch it, not if you carry it. Yeah. Omer Rav Rav Asa Toshma, come and bring a proof. The Pasuk says, Zoivoy Tomehu, that the Zav that comes out of a person, that Zoiv is Tomeh. So Lima comes to teach us, Al HaZoiv Shu Tomeh, that the Zoiv itself, the Zav that comes out of the body, that stuff is Tomeh. So B'mai, what are we talking about? Ilayma bezav gredo. If we're talking about what the zav itself, Rashi said the lav mitzvah, a person's not a mitzvah. Just the tipur itself, when a person sees zav, that drop that comes out of him, that's tamei. Samara says a sof shita that lacherim. The svari is lacher on top of the flamet hay. That lacherim gorim tuma liyatzmo lekol shkain. That's a kal v'chaim alike. If this zav, the tipur that comes out of the body. Since this tipa makes the person tummy, so pshita the tipa itself is tummy. Rashi says, Kloima, tipa zugoremus labaila shematama v'masa. This tipa causes the person to become a tuma zav, like the second time he sees zav, that he has tumas masoi. So kol shrein, the zav itself has tumas masa on it. So versus all the pshita is in the case talking about now, the zav mitzvah, talking about the person's a mitzvah, and even the first time he sees zav, the shezera that comes out from him. So it's like this. Omidi Yitzchak called the Rebuya Buriya Shania, since near the prophet that said that the second re sees as Tumas Maso, if so, Shemamina, this would be a proof that Mokim Ziva Lav Mayanu. As this prophet is talking about the second time you see a zav, that gives you Tumas Zava, a zav. So it says now what it's a mitzvah, you need a special pasuk to say that it's metama b'masa. So what's the reason why? It must be because b'emesin, it's not called a mayin. And therefore the first time you see this not tamei, only the second time. And what do you a pasuk for? Because usually the story is that since the zav is metama you, pshita itself has tumas b'masa. But here that the person's a mitzvah, he's tamei already. So the fact he sees zav now does not give him any more tumah. So since this ziva, this zav coming out, is not b'metamim anymore, maybe the zav itself is not tamei. So Kamash from this pasuk, yes, that the zav itself is tamei. But it's only a pasuk by the second time he sees the zav, and not the first time. So you see clearly, even though he has tumas mitzvah on him, and his mayon is not tamei, but the zav that comes out from his body is not called like a mayon. So shvamina lav mayonu. Smar says no. Omale Rav Yehuda midiswa told the Rava. Mimai, who told you that's Pshan the Pasek? No, maybe this Pasek is talking about a regular Zav. He's not a Mitzvah, he's a regular Zav. And the Pasek is teaching us that the second time he sees a Zav, it makes him Tomei, a Tumas Zav, and also the Tipa that comes out is also has Tumas Masa on it. Ah, yes, the question, what are you the Pasek for? With the Karmic yesterday question that the Svara should have been that Lacherim Gurm Tum of this Tipa that comes out, this drop that comes out of his body, makes the person to become a Tumah Zav. So Liatzma Lekoshkin, isn't a Svara for short to say that Liatzma it itself, the Zav, is the Tipa, the drop of Zav is also Tameh? And that the Gemara says no, without the Pasek, maybe I wouldn't know it. I'll bring you proof that sometimes not like that, because say you Hemish Dalech, that is thought that they send away in Yom Kippur, Yochia could prove you. Shegurim Tumul Yacherim, the people that take that Sarla Zozel and throw it over the cliff, they become Tamei. But throughout my Torah, the Sawyer itself remains Torah. The Sawyer is a behemoth, and not Kalacha calls mine a behemoth alive, it's not Makabo Tumah. So you see a case that even though it causes the people that throw it over the cliff, they become Tamei, but the Sawyer itself is not Tamei. So if even though when a person becomes a Zav, he himself has Tumas Masa, but I would not know that the Zav itself, the Tip itself, has Tumas Masa. Therefore, I could be a Nida Pasnik for the Tumas Zav itself, that Tipa has Tumas Masa on it. Omra Abaye, Abaye says like this, my Tiboilo, what's your question? What was Rabbi Yosef's question? Rabbi Yosef had a shayla here. If the Riyah Rishay Nishom Mitzayra is a Mitama B'masa or not, what was your shayla? Ivahudi Yomar, Rabbi Yosef himself was the one that said, when the Pasuk says, Zois teres hazav, so he dashins ben godo ben koten. That whether the person's a godo, whether he's a koten, he has tumas zav. When zav comes out, he becomes tamei. Now, v'chiv the nafkla miyosin since lazav, he learns out from this pasuk of zois teres hazav that even a koten has tumas zav, even a kid 1 day old could have tumas zav on him. If so, I see lei lazocho. He has the pasuk, other drushes well from the word lazocho. He has that word extra. Is Iceless left over the word of Lazochor, which is the rabbi's mitzvah l'mayin Yosef, that a mitzvah has all tumas, any mayin he has, the mayonis atomei. Then the pasuk says, mikaver, is the rabbi's mitzvah l'mayin Yosef. That it says, well, a mikaver also has tumas mayonis. When she becomes a mitzvah, all the mayonis, all the spit, and the mayin meregle is also tamei. And v'yakshir rachmon mitzvah l'zav, a teraz ekeshir, that a mitzvah has the same look like a zav. The zav gomer, it means to teach us the what? Ma zav gomer, just like a regular zav. Mitama b'maso, he's tamei b'maso, and his zav is also tamei b'maso. Is af riyah rishonah shel mitzvah, that's the second soul is also hu adin, that the first time a mitzvah receives, it's also mitama b'maso. So what's Yishayla, according to you, that you dashed in the Pasuk of Zoyz Teres Azav, there's an extra word, Azokhla Nekeva. So that is teaching us clearly that there's a Hekesh of the Din of a Mitzvah to the Din of a Zav. Is it to teach us that yes, that the first time the Mitzvah sees Zav come out of his body, that Zav also has Tumas Masai. So it's not Stam Mishun the Tumas Sheikh Vazera Shabayin, but it must be because it's called a Mayan. So you see the whole quantum of Yosef, it should come out that it's called a Mayan. So if a Mitzvah sees Zav, even the first Riyah has Tumas Masa on it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rafuna, Rafuna says like this, that Riyah Rishayna Shel Zav, when a Zav is a man, so Loch is like this, when he sees Zav, we'll see later on the day, Zav is not really Sheikh Vazera. Zav is a little bit not so thick, it's a little more lighter than Sheikh Vazera. And it comes out of the body, even though the Aver is not hard, even though it's small, it comes out. So the Loch of Zav is when a person sees that the first time, it's only like Zera came out, he's only telling me that one day, that's all. When it comes out a second time, either that day or the next day, then he becomes Tumas Tumas Zav, he's Tumas for 7 days, there's a Tumas Masa on him. So Shavuot, there's Riyah Rishonah Zav, the first time the Zav sees his Zavus is Matama B'yonis. That Tumas does not make him Tumas for 7 days, he's only Tumas like Sheikh Mazor came out of his body, so he's Tumas even though it came out B'yonis. Even though it's because he jumped or he ate too much, still he's Tumas. Shinemek, what the Pasuk says, Zois teres hazav asher teitzu menu shich vazera. That ma shich vazera, just like when a person has zera come out, metama v'yoynis, because it's like his fault, he made himself a kish, made himself hard, that's what made the zera come out. So when zera comes up, even though it comes up v'yoynis, like you caused it, still you tell me. So after riyah rishona shel zav, the same thing, when a person does not see zera, he only sees zav, still the first time he sees it, he's tamei, at least for 1 day, even though it came out because he ate too much or he jumped, is metame b'yonis. That's what the Funa says, even though the second Riyah attack is not that way. The second time a person sees Zav, he's only tamei if it comes out machmas atzmoi, not because of an oinis, not because he ate too much or jumped, there are 7 things that may cause it, then he's not tamei. But that's only after Hilchus Zav, which starts by the second Riyah. But the first reader does not give him the Tumah Zav, only gives him the Tumah of a Sheikh Vazara, so that he's Tumah even though it came out B'yonis. In such a Funus Chiddush. Now the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. It says that Riyah, Ra, Riyah Rishayna. If a person saw the first time he saw Zav, that says Boit Kimoisu, you have to check him out. Timdeni's first tummy. So my love doesn't mean to say Lutuma. We have to check him out, in other words, to see whether that Zav came out because of an Oinis, because he ate too much, and Mashba, then he would not become Tomei, or whether, no, it came out by itself, that it would be Tomei. So it's not like Rafuni, here you see even the first Ria, you have to check it out to make sure it wasn't Machmas Oinis. So where it says, no, it could mean the Korban. Well, you have to check out to know if it's Mitzvah for Tuma, for Korban. In other words, it could be like this. The first time you see this Uzav, even though it comes out beyond this, you tell me for one day. And it could be the second time you see it, if it comes out Machos Atzmai, then you would have a Tumazav. But to Mechayiv a Korban, it's only if you see it three times. So it could be to Mechayiv a Korban, it's only if you saw the Zav three times, Machmas Atzmai, not Machmas Anainis. So that's why for the Chiyuv Korban, it can't be Machmas Anainis. But just to make you tummy, could even though you saw it by this, could be still, you would be tummy the first time. Mr. Tershim, I can bring another proof. It says, Bashniya, the second time he sees the Zav, this person, he is Boit Kunus, you have to check him out a second, you have to check out that time also. So Lamai, for what purpose you have to check him out a second time? Elaimu, the Korban, you want to tell me only for the Korban, you have to check him out. Avu, the Tumaloi. But you want to tell me he'd become Tommy of Tumazav, even though it came out Bionis. So I says, no, it's not true. Ikri Khan, let's dash in the person that says Mipsoroi, that it says by Zav, the Zav has to come out Mipsoroi from your own body by itself, for Le Machmas Ainsai. This Jerusha for sure applies to the second time you see Zav. So that's true to the second time you see Zav, what you have to check yourself out for is to make sure they're not come out Bionis. That's treated the second price means the second time you see Zav, you have to check yourself out to make sure it wasn't Machmas Oinis. And so, me disciple, the Tumah, since the Sefer is talking about you checking yourself out for Tumah, is Mashma Reishanam of the Tumah. Mashma, the first price, it says you have to check yourself out in the first Riyah. Also, it's not negating Tzav to Chiyat Korbin, but Mashma is negating to becoming Tumah right now. So it's not like Rav Huna. Smor says, no, mid iri. What does one have to do with the other? Hokadis, Hokadis. Each price is talking about by itself. It could be that the first price is saying, checking it out for Hilchas Korbin, that this will be been signed up to another two riyas to Mechav you a Korbin. And the second bzik and echlam is Machmas Atzmai to be bedik for the Zav, for the Zav itself. Tershim are coming here. We have the Mishnah Zavn that says, Rabbi Elezer says, after Shlish, even the third time the man sees Zav, Boit Kinoisim of Nea Korban, you have to check him out to make sure it's Chayiv a Korban. That's the luck. If a person sees three times Zav, either the same day, or one day after another day, so if he sees it the third time, then he has to keep to bring a Korban. So if less says you have to check out even the third Riyah to make sure it happened, Machmas Atzma, Nach Machmas Oinis, to Mechayiv a Korban. So that's Reb Lezer's Shita. Well, this should be a proof that Tanakama, Mifnei HaTumma Korban. The first brisa that say you have to check yourself out is talking about Milchus Tumma, not Al Silchus Korbin. So that the brisa you have to check out yourself even the first time, Mashbus also Al Silchus Tumma. So again, it's Mash not like Rafuna. Mash, even the first time you see Zav, you have to check yourself out to become Tumma, only if it happened Machmas Atzma, not Machmas Oinis. So Moshe says, no, that's not the pshat over here. I tell you, it could be the Kuli Yalmeis, both the Tanakam and Reb Lezer both agree to Korbin. That you have to check yourself out for Korbin. And it's only Machleki is how many times you have to check yourself to Mechayiv the Korbin that happened Machmas Asa, not Machmas Oinis. That B'hoch over here, the Essen Kamithri, the Machleki between Reb Lezer and Tanakam is if you dash in the word Es or not. In other words, like this, Reb Lezer holds all three Riyas you see have to be Machmas Atzmai and not Machmas Oinis. If even the third Riyah was Machmas Oinis, Reb Lezer holds your part of the Korban. Now, Tanakama holds no. Only the first two Riyas have to be Machmas Atzmai. But the third Riyah, if it comes out beyond this, Tanakama holds still Yechai the Korban. That's the Machlekes. And it's like this. That Rabbanin lo darshi yes, the Rabbanin lo not darshin the word es, we'll soon see. For Reb Lezer, yes, darshi yes, he does darshin the word es. So it's like this. That Rabbanin lo darshi yes, they don't darshin the word es. So the pasuk says like this, Hazav, that's Chad. That's the first Riyah, Hazav. Then it says Zoivoi, that's Tat, that's the second Riyah. Then the pasuk says Lazocher. So Pshat is that Bishlishi, the third Riyah, is actually Achmor in the cave. Then it says Lazocher in the cave. That the third Riyah have a Torah says that's like the Riyah of in the cave. And just like by an Isha, when she sees her dam three times, she becomes a Zavam. Now by an Isha, there's no halacha ben oinis. Even though it happens by oinis, still she's Tamei. So according to Rabbanan, the third time a man sees his Riyah, even though he sees it by oinis, because he ate too much and jumped, still he'll have a chiyah for being a korban. That's the way the Rabbanan darshan. But Reb Lezer darshan esen, he darshan's the word es. So like this, Hazav, that's Chod. His first Riyah, he stamped tumble like a Bakeri. Then the Pasuk says the word S. He says Tarti. He darshans the word S. That's the second Riyah. The second time you see, also it had the mixture Tomei, that for sure has to be Machmas Atzmoi and not Machmas Anonis. Then the Pasuk says Zoivoi. Talaf, that's the third Riyah. That even the third Riyah also has to be by itself and not because of Anonis, not because you ate too much. So according to Rabbi Lez, even the third Riyah has the regular lochas of a Zav, it's only Mechayev you a Korban if it came out by itself. Now, Brevi, the fourth time you see, that is Akshar Achmon L'Nekeva. On the word Zohar, according to Rabbi Lez, is the fourth Riyah. What does it mean, the fourth Riyah? You're ready to make completely after the third Riyah, even to bring a Korban. So what it means to say is, let's say then you have to count Zayinikim. So let's say after you saw the three times, then you started to count to become Tor. And the middle of seeing, let's say the second day, you saw Zav, even though it came a Machmas Oinis, that Saiser, and you have to start over again Zayinikim. In other words, during the Zayinikim of the Zav, there will be Saiser, even though the Zav came out Machmas Oinis. That's only a din the first three times. When you want to be Mechayiv yourself a Korban, then it has to come out of your body by itself, not Machmas Oinis. That's the Machlokes here. But it could be, everybody agrees though, that the first Riyah, the Riyah Rishayna Shazav, could be even Metama Boinis. Al Silchas Tumah could be become Tum, even though it came out Machmas Oinis. Now the Gemara says, Toshima, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi Yitzchak going there, Fahaloi Zav Bechlau Bakeri Hoya. Really, a Zav is Bechlau the Pasha of a Bakeri. I will soon explain what it means to say. If so, Venomla Yot, Sakam Maturus has a special Pasha of Zav. Is lohokin olav ulhachmalov, give you both halachas. Then a certain way it's more kuladik, zav, and a certain way it's more lechumra. What does that mean to say lohokin olav? The parasha of zav is a more kula, shein metama b'yenis. That you're not thomas, it comes out machmas oinis. Only if it comes out machmas atzmai. But not because you ate too much or you jumped. Ma'ashay ken shichva zer, even though you made yourself hot, still yechayiv, so you tomei. That's what it means, Zav has a kula over Shechva Zera. Then also, Lahachmalov has a chumra. What's the chumra? That Shuwaisa Mishkav Moishev, that the Zav has a chomadika tumma, that Zav makes a tumma's Mishkav Moishev. Or else, it's an Ata tumma, Rashi says. That the Zav itself makes his Mishkav Moishev into an Ata tumma. Mashenk in a Balkari does not make his Mishkav Moishev into an Ata tumma. So now, Amos, what are we talking about this Braisa? Elaine, if you want to tell me Beriya Shniya, the second time you see Zav, for the more Hechi Yevi Bechlal Bakeri, the second time you see Bechlal Tzara Bakeri, the Zav is only have Hilchos Bakeri is only the first time you see, not the second time. Elab Shita Beriya Shen, we're talking about the first time the Zav sees the Zav. Uktani still it says in Hakulolov that this first time you see a Zav is not as Chomer as a Bakeri. That here it's a Kula that what it says clearly Shein the Matana Bienis. That the first time you see the Zav, if it comes out because you jumped or ate too much, you take a tor. So it's not like Rafuna. Here we see even for the first Ri of Zav, it has not could be Machmas Atzko, not Machmas Oinis. Smur says no, but Tizba being, is that true what you're saying? That the Brisa says, Bahachmulov. That if you see a Zav, it's also more Chomadik Alechom than Hilchas Shechva Zera. She wastes the Mishka Moshe. When you come to Mizav, you metal even your Mishka, whatever you sit on a lion, they also become an Avatuma. Your bed or your chair becomes an Avatuma. Now, Beriya Rishayna, if Zav, the man only saw Zav one time, Ba Mishka Moshe, is he that much Tumah that he makes the Mishka Moshe? It's not true. The first time you see Zav, you only have a Tumah like a Shechva Zera. You only tell me that one day, but you do not make your Mishka Moshe, your bed or your chair Tumah. And what does the Brisa mean to say? That's why it's talking about the second Riyah. It's talking about the second Riyah, says Shreya, how could you say bonus then? What's going on here? Someone said, Ela Rad Ochikom, this is what the Brisa meant to say. That Rabbi Yitzchak says like this, Fahalayzav Bechlau Bakiri Hoya. What does that mean to say, Beriya Rishayna? That the first time the Zav sees his Zav, really should have the same tumor, Elsa Bakiri. Meaning to say, even though it comes out bonus, Also, he's tummy for that one day. But v'loma yotzab riri shniya, how come the second time a zav sees a zav, it comes out to nu alocha? The nu alocha the zav has, that's l'okha l'olavul hachmalav. The second riya has a kula and a chumra. Now it's very good. L'okha l'olav, the second time you see a zav, it has a special kula. That word shame in the time of the yonis. And the second time you see it comes out because you ate too much, or you jumped, or you drank too much, enechnami. Then you don't have any tumas azav. Only if it comes out machmas atzmai. But also, the second time you see there is a chumr involved in hachmur love. What does that mean to say? Shuvaisa mishka v'moshav. The second time you see zav, now your mamash become an avatumra, and the mishka v'moshav also becomes an avatumra. So therefore, there's no kasha and refuna. This Bryce is only talking about the second Riyah, not the first Riyah. The first Riyah could be Tomei, even Voinus. Omer Rav Huna, Huna says like this now. Some of the Metziah says that Zoiv, the Zoiv that comes out of the body, Doima Lemei Betek Shosharim. It's like the dough, the water of dough made out of Sorim barley. If you have barley soaking in water and you make a dough out of it, how that thickness is, that's the way the Zoiv is. Now, Zoiv bo mi bas remes. Zav comes out, even though your aver is small, it's like dead, still it comes out. Mashenken shichva zera bo mi bas achai. Shichva zera only comes out when your aver is hot. When it's big, Zoiv now deya. Zoiv is a little bit lighter. And v'doimet like lulubin betes hamazras. It's like the white of an egg that's not fertilized. It's not so thick. It's not so thick together, it's more lighter. Shichva zera though, that's true, and it's more tied together, and it's more thick. For doim, it's like lupin baits of the white of an egg, shenim azaras. That means that is fertilized, that could hatch an egg. So that's a little bit more, if I say that's a little bit more thicker. So that's the way zera is. So the kids say it's a difference between zera and shechva zera, between zav and shechva zera. Because that's the locha, that the first time you see zav, it has the same tumor like a shechva zera, nothing more. But really, they're two different mitzvahs. But the second time you see the zav, that makes you tumah for 7 days. That gives you chomdik tumah and metal mishka v'moshav. And the second time you see it, that has to come out only machmas atzmoid and not machmas anenis. Here, then the Mishnah says, dam hayaladish leitovla, the dam of yelishir at yolid. And then after the dam, after the 7 days of a zochor or the 8 days or the 14 days of an akeva, then she sees dam, which is the yemei torah, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet. So the machleik with the Mishnah Beshamai holds that Tomei ka Tomei that the Karoik Memorek Leho. Abbasilla says, no, it's Matam Malach for Yavish. So Mar says, Tiny Lal like this. Omar Lehen Beisilla Beshamai. Beisilla said back to Beshamai. Iyata Mordin, don't you agree, Benida, with a regular Isha Tanida? She did not go to the mikveh yet. Vrosa dam, then she sees dam, she tameya. That dam is dam tamei. It calls much, she didn't go to the mikveh, it's called dam tamei. See, also, if you let this, calls much, she didn't go to the mikveh, dam should become tamei. Omar lehem, so Beishamai said back, Omar lehem Beishamai, lo yim omartem benido, I tell you, need is different. Shafilu tov, even if she went to the mikveh. Vrosa, then she sees dam again, tamei, she becomes tamei again. That's why that dam is tamei. But to Yomer B'Yoledes, but here when Isha gave birth, Shem Tovlev, she would have went to the mikveh after the 7 or 14 days. And then Verosa, she would see dam later. She Tyra, that's when you made Tyra, she become Torah. And so here also, she should remain Torah. So this Omelhem, so Basila said back, Yoledes B'Zav Tochiach, Nisha gave birth, and she's a Zav Tochiach. That will show us not like that. Shem Tovlev, as if she would go to the mikveh, Verosa Liach, Yimei Sefira Torah. He should see dam after she counted Zainakim, she remained Torah. But Loi Tovlu, she did not go to the mikveh of Ross, and she sees dam. Temeya, you also agreed, Beishamah, that she remains Temeya. Is Omer Lehem, so Beishamah said back, no. Hu Adin V'yatshuva, Beishamah holds the same thing there also, it's not true. The attacker, Beishamah, would agree that the attacker remains Temeya over there. Rashi says, Kleimar, Ki Echa Dermina B'yaledes Gemura, Kiredish Leitovla Vrosa Torah, Kachta sending letters Bezoiv also. If it passed away, the Zayin Yemenikiyim, and then she sees Dam, Echdam, Ibisham will hold also, she's Torah. That the Dam itself is Torah. Samar says, Lemem, what do you want to tell me then? The Pliga that's the Machoikis, for you have now learned like this. Oh, Moidin, they both agree, Bisham and Bezoiv, the Bialed is Bezoiv, she Temeya. that lach b'yavish, that she's let it so she is tamei. So even Mashami agrees. Come on, says Lakasha's Lakasha. Kansha sofra, kansha lo sofra. If she didn't count yet, there's not any kiyim in a chlam, but then it's tamei. But if she already counted the zayin kiyim, then Mashami holds no, that dam is called dam tor, the dam itself is tor. Then what says Vatanya, I'll bring you proof along with this also, that it says, your lead is bizayv. And each girl's birth bizayv, shesofra. Where she counted 7 days Zainakim ready, but V'loi told me she did not go to the mikvah. For Rosh, and then she sees Dam. So Rochah B'Sham L'Shitoson, B'Sil L'Shitoson. They both go according to their Shitta. So clearly B'Sham holds that the Dam is Dam Tor, its stock remains Tor. That since the passed by ready, the Yomim of Tumah, even though she didn't go to the mikvah, still the Dam is Tor. David Moore says, it will not like this. Rav Amar Rav says, Ma Yenechad Hu. That the Lachar is the first that said by Zohar, the first 7 days she's Tomei the Dam, the next 33 days the Dam is Dam Toyer, really comes out from the same place. It's called Ma Yenechad, one place that the Dam come out from. Shatzat Echidah Shakro, to the Atarah to Mos, the Atarah says it's Tomei the first 7 days. The Atarah to Ros, the next 33 days, by Zohar it's Tor, when it came it's 14 and 66. That's Rav Shita. That's Maya Nechod. For Levi, Amalevi says no. Shnei Mayon Hashem, they're two separate places like where the Dam comes from. And Nista Matomei, after the 7 days, then it closes up that Mayan, that well of the Dam Tomei. And Niftachator, it opens up the Mayan for Dam Tor. And then at the end, Nista Matomei, the end of the 40 days, that's when it closes up the Mayan of Tyra. And Niftachator, because that's where the Dam Nidus. That's the way Levi learns. The Shnei Mayonis. Moses says, my banana, what's the difference between Rav and Levi? He could benayu shefas, if she sees Dam straight, the flow of Dam, mitoch shiva from 7 days, liyacha shiva, till after the 7 days. Or else, mitoch habosa, from the middle of the 14 days, of an akeva, liyacha habosa. Or else, mitoch haboim, after the 40th day, she sees straight, that the flow of Dam is coming from the end of the 40th day, liyacha habosa, after 40. Or else, mitoch shemayin, liyacha shemayin, from the middle of the 80th, till the end of the 80th. Say what? L'rav, that says, I saw one Mayin, Reisha L'Kula. And so the Reisha would always be L'Kula, according to Rav. Since it's one Mayin, even though it's Shafas, it doesn't make enough Kamina. That the Dam becomes Tor as soon as it stops at the end of the 14 days, or the end of the 7 days. To say, if the Dam flows straight from the 80th till the 80th, till after the 80th, is L'Chumra. And according to Rav, at the time, when it's Torah, it's Torah, when Tomei, it's one Mayan, so it's totally Mamish, during the first 14 to 7 days, or else after that. But the Levi, according to Levi, Shita, no, Levi owes the two Mayonis. So when do we say the Dam is Dam Toyer? It has to stop first the flow of Dam Tomei. There's the first 7 days after Zohar, she's Tomei. But let's say there'd be a straight flow, the 6th, 7th, 8th day goes straight to flow, so it never stopped that Mayan of Tomei. So even the 8th day, still the Dam will be Tamei. So if according to Levi, Reisha L'Chumra, which you saw straight, will be the Chumra, still be Tamei. The safe at the end of which you saw from the 80th day to further, will be L'Kula. Since on the 80th day, the Dam is still Dam Toyer. If so, now that the Dam keeps on flowing out, even after that, there's still a flow from the Mayan of Tor, should remain Tor. So that's Machlokes Rav and Levi, whether it's one Mayan or two Mayanis. Next we have a question. It says, Dam are your letters that have Dam, Shloitov, you didn't go to the mikveh yet. So they shama yerim karoika kamerim regleta, same melocha, like karoika merim reglayim, that's tamayoni lach and not yavish. Well, they still learn, matam lach yavish, no, it's like a regular Dam, it's tamay lach yavish. So, because that we thought this saved the poska, where she stops seeing Dam first. And still, it's a machlokes b'sham and b'silul. So Vishlam the Rav is good according to Rav the Yom that he says Mayin Nechadu it's one Mayin Mishimochi Mitam Malach V'Yavish. That's why Beisilu says it's time Malach V'Yavish. Since it's one Mayin, so now Lemaisa it's Yileh Deshloi Tovlo. So Beisilu says it's still Tamei since you didn't go to the mikveh yet. Elulei V'Diyama Shnei Mayonis saying the two different Mayonis Amay Mitam Malach V'Yavish. How can Beisilu say it's Tamei? If she stops seeing, and then she starts to see again, Pshita, that's from the new Mayan, and that's Dam Tor. Sakad base, he will say that Dam is Tom, and Lach B'Yavish. So when it says, Omalach Levi, Levi says like this, We're talking about over here in Echlami B'Shefas that you saw straight dam from the seventh layer to the seventh day. That's why according to Vesil it's dam tomei. For the Moyi B'Shefas, if the dam went straight in my time to Besham, how can Besham say it's tor? The Chur, if the dam went straight, it's still dam tomei, and it's two mayones, so the first may did not stop you, close up, so how can Besham say it's tor? So that's what's in Echlami. That's Kufr Machoikas according to Levi. That Besham, Kasabi Besham, may nechad he. That Levi will hold, that's good for Machloek, is Besham and Besilul. That Besham holds us one May, and therefore it's Torah after the 7 days. And Besilul holds, no, it's two Mayonis, so it didn't stop the flow, it's still from the May of Tomei. So what says, if so, now let's see. Vishlem is very good, Levi, according to Levi. Hainu diyika be Besham and Besilul. That will be the Torah, that's what the Machloek is in Besham and Besilul is. And this halacha, that Besilul holds the two Mayonis same, and Besham holds only one Mayon. Therefore, after the 7 days, the dam becomes dam tor. It's very good. El the Rab, according to Rab, that he holds even according to Beis Hillel, it's only one mayin. So may b'nai, what's the machlok is Beis Hillel meshamay? Smur says yes. He can b'nai u yoyma tefila. The afkaminer is whether you need the tefila to make the tire or not. The meshamay sari b'yoyma tala rachmana. It's talk of one mayin. The first 7 days of dam is tamei. After that, the dam is toyer. Even though she didn't go to the mikvah, it's totally in the days. Well, they still is sovereign, they still holds this exeris akosiv. But the dam is toyer, that's totally the yoyim tefila, that's only after she went to the mikvah. Once she goes to the mikvah after the 7 days, then it's chal, the dam has a din dam toyer on it. But before she goes to the mikvah, it's not called dam toyer, it's totally the mikvah. That's the tefila, that's what they still holds. That's the machlokes. Toshima coming here. It says, in Moedin, they both agree, be allowed to deserve, she gave birth, but to Mazav, she metam alach v'yavish. And even Beisham agrees, there's a tum on the dam, the lach v'yavish. Now again, slagodad of hachinami de poska, that you stop seeing the dam after the 14 days and after the main ikiyim, and still, later, before she went to the mikvah, the dam is toyer. Dam is tomei. So vishleim on the rab, the yom amayin echruz, one mayin, who mishamachi metam alach v'yavish. It's good why it's still tomei. All right, turn over.